little bit more than mid screen. Pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
And we are back, Shadow Games Podcast. Well, an epic episode for us here. It is our 200th episode at this time.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it kind of feels like about 100 degrees here in San Diego at this time. But
yeah, right.
Yeah, nice and warm today here. For the past 2 days, it was actually a little more worse yesterday than it was today. Because yesterday it was 98 degrees where I work at.
It was up to 106 where I work at today.
At least we had some wind. How about you guys over there?
Really hot wind.
That's San Diego's bipolar weather. And also we got fire going on too as well, which is kind of crazy. I know, right, huh? So, shoot. Episode 200, as I said. And we've got a few good news here. We got some news about Xbox, also the new PlayStation 4 4.00 update.
Yeah.
I believe it's already out.
We'll see.
We'll double check it for you guys. But, anywho, what are we playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing and grinding a lot of Street Fighter 4 for my PlayStation 4. Actually, yeah, Street Fighter 5 for my PlayStation 4 system. Reason being is that Balrog recently came out, and I actually decided to pick him up the past 4 or 5 days, and I enjoy his gameplay.
There you go.
Balrog, coming from 4 to 5, really feels like he's an actual boxer now. He has his jabs, low jabs, mediums, highs, and he has, you know, his typical dodge, and he has a link combo. So when you hit two medium kicks, the first kick is a low jab, and then the second kick he does a stomp, and there's a lot of combos out with it. You guys check out what's his name? Evil Genius is a PR Balrog, Puerto Rican Balrog. Typically, he uses Balrog. 2 weeks prior to Evo 2016, that's when the DLC for Balrog came out. And, well, PR only had about 2 weeks to play with him, but man, he went pretty damn far. I believe up to top 32. We'll have to double check for you guys on that on the next podcast.
Nice.
Let's see. I actually did move my Ken down from my primary to my secondary character. Nice. Rashid from primary to secondary. Reason being is because I think I am putting up Balrog as my main pocket character. So I'm gonna have more update for you with guys on that. Let's see. What else? Other than that, StarCraft 2, Legacy of the Void. I'm still destroying a lot of people. Mostly my friends who doesn't like being nuked. Thanks to me.
Nice.
That's about it, you guys. That's been about the week for me. It's been a little somewhat hectic, but still, I got a few games in. Wayne, how about you, man?
It's been a busy week for me. I haven't had as much time to jump on a little bit. I've also been spending a lot more time watching the Olympics because, you know, being a former athlete, I got to see how the new guys are doing on the events that I used to run.
Yes, folks, he was back in high school. He's a couple of years older than me. The first time I met him, he were in band, total outcast.
Yeah,
I know. But yeah, I've grown to know him, grown to love him, grown to hate him.
We had a weird group back then.
I had a very weird group. But
keep getting weirder in college.
Well, weird is an understatement, my friend. Very understated.
Yeah, so I'm watching a lot of the Olympics. I'm really, really proud of some of our athletes, the way they've behaved, what way they've performed this year.
No, especially, you see what happened with, sorry to interrupt, but Usain Bolt, he was getting...
I know.
He was getting interviewed by, I believe, the French press media. Then he stopped, you know, was showing respect to our national anthem. Mm-hmm. About a minute and a half to continue on the interview, so thank you, man.
Absolutely. Some tremendous performances this year. A lot of world records broken.
Two world records has been broken in one run. You see that?
Yeah.
Usain Bolt building the world record, and then pretty much the American behind him. What? I don't know who's name, but...
It was crazy.
Yeah.
But as far as gaming goes, I played a little bit of Destiny. Not a lot, just a little bit this past week. Just enough to kind of some a little bit done. Been doing a lot of what has I been doing a lot of?
Spacing out?
Yeah. A little bit of Earth Wars, Transformers Earth Wars. I'm trying to get in back into the groove on that one, since now it's turning into more of a work with a team, an alliance to kind of, you know, add another element to it. And then, yeah, Avengers Alliance 2, Marvel Avengers Alliance 2 on mobile and computer.
Nice.
Running through those guys, continuing to upgrade, and the and Avengers Alliance, the first one on Facebook, keep playing, grinding and grinding on that one. So close to getting Ronin right now.
Good stuff.
So close.
Oh, it's Samantha. Thank you for watching.
Hey.
Thank you for tuning in.
Don't
worry, he kind of creeps at people anyway, so.
Basically it for gaming, you know, not a whole lot. Yeah, like I said, it's been a busy week.
Thank you. Becoming a fan. Hey, look.
Hey, thank you.
We start doing giveaways if we get, like, what, say 25, 30? Maybe 50. 50.
We'll work on
see,
that.
We'll see, yeah.
I know we're working on doing something on our Facebook page.
Yes.
For giveaway soon. So.
Yep. We'll give you guys a little more information when
we get that worked out. Yeah. But yeah, there's a little bit of news going on that's actually worthwhile talking about.
Uh-oh. Someone needs a new screen.
That happens once in a while with you now.
Right. So, all right, let's go on with the news. Ready, Wade?
Absolutely.
All right, our favorite game, Halo 5 DLC, has been teased. A new Halo Wars 2 image has been released as well.
Yep. So, what do we got teased here?
Well, it's simple. The campaign series is not over yet, guys.
Well, not necessarily.
Not necessarily, in a way.
Basically, it's been teased that there will be new places to play.
Awesome.
As well as new wrecks to wreck havoc with, and more objects and features for the Forge mode.
So, all right.
Pretty sweet right there.
Pretty cool.
That's been the major part of it there. And then there was...
So pretty much it's coming out in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going from there.
So, I mean, they want to continue to grow the base of players, keep it going with their... Of course, the Forge tools will be coming to
the Windows 10
for free.
That's pretty awesome. Thank you for doing that for free, guys.
And then the Halo Wars 2 beta stats, they went through all that stuff, gave us some new screenshots, which...
Keep on. I want to
see it. Ooh, beautiful.
That actually looks pretty cool. The first one was kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I played a little bit of the beta when it was out, and it was, you know, really interesting to play. I mean, it felt like the old game, but it improved in many ways.
It's kind of like watching... StarCraft 1 from the PC to the Nintendo 64. That was horrible.
Yeah. And that we also are going to be getting the Halo Xbox One S as well.
Yes. So technically, if you're going to buy it, wait for it. It's a $300. What? Is it $350?
For the 500 gig model. $350 for the 1 terabyte.
Hey. So.
Comes with Halo, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4. You know.
It's pretty much the whole. Halo series minus
Halo 5.
Wow, that's pretty cool. 500 gigabytes?
Or you can get the 1 terabyte version. It's really just the white console with the games added into it, but it's still a great deal if you
It's pretty cool. I said in the last podcast, I'm actually going to give away my Xbox One to my niece. Actually, to my nephew. He's going to college. He wants to have a little fun, yada, yada, yada. And, of course, so on.
So if you don't have the Halo games and you want to get an Xbox One S, that's a great way to get into it.
Right, definitely. So, now, if you guys are not, you know, I don't know why I'm not a fan of Halo 5, Destiny the Rise of Iron adds private matches and also new player mode detailed on here. So more news coming out from the new Destiny, which is pretty much coming out soon, right, Wayne?
Next month,
yeah.
which those of us on Xbox... One still can't pre-order for some reason.
Mr. Zico 2001, welcome. Thank you for watching, bro.
Yeah. So we're gonna get a game called multiplayer mode called Supremacy, which is gonna be similar to Kill Confirmed from Call of Duty.
Yep.
Basically, you kill someone, they drop a crest, gives you 2 points if you pick it up.
Going back to Supremacy. It's from. The new Crucible multiplayer mode, so
yeah,
to give you guys a little heads up on that. The mode is similar, as I said, to Call of Duty series. If you kill someone, they drop a crest that gives you 2 points if you pick it up. But if you kill someone and your teammate picks up their crest, your teammate will get 1 point each. So, yeah. Pretty much not that bad.
So, another way of playing, you know, more fun additional options to play that way.
Right, yeah.
The crests themselves are going to be tied into the aesthetics of the Destiny universe, so each character class will have unique crests. Bungie is also adding a much-requested feature to Crucible of private matches. So, now we can privately... So
pretty much customize your own matches and game types. You can decide pretty much the number of players you want to play with, and you can even boot into a match by yourself, giving the players the first opportunity to explore Crucible maps without fear of enemies. Chicken!
Right?
Private matches are still available to everyone who downloads the upcoming alongside Rise of Iron. So if you don't buy the expansion, you'll still be able to take advantage of the feature to itself.
Yeah.
And we said that before, September 20th is the launch date for the PS4 and Xbox One. And it adds a whole bunch of more content just than Supremacy itself. So
we've talked a little bit about some of the other stuff in the past, and well, I'm sure as more stuff comes out, we'll talk more about that.
Right.
I know there was a live stream this morning or this afternoon from Bungie. I didn't have a chance to watch it yet, so I'll watch it when I get a chance, and we'll go over some more stuff next week, most likely.
Alright, so
here you go, sir.
A new Pokemon movie adds Guardians of the Galaxy and Gravity Fall Riders. What?
Yep.
Hold on, so they're taking people from the MCU and Gravity Falls from the writers itself. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The legendary produced Detective Pikachu movie has nabbed itself a pair of writers.
Yeah. So we get Nicole Perlman, and Alex Hirsch.
Well, they didn't nab them yet. They're in negotiations at this time. You read the Detective Pikachu movie.
Yeah.
Universal Pictures will distribute the movie outside of Japan, while the Pokemon Company collaborator Toho will do so in the country itself.
Yeah.
The only thing, one-liner, Pikachu is just like, I am Groot, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know what the work they've done. I mean, they've done a lot of great work.
Yeah.
These are good writers. So.
Definitely good writers. Especially, what's her name from Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Here we go, guys. So, new StarCraft II co-op content have been revealed. Another commander is coming soon. Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
Good on, Wayne.
Yep.
So, having released many of the possible balance changes that will take shape of StarCraft II's multiplayer, Blizzard today has unveiled a new commander for the game's co-op mode. Dang, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Alarak, who was pretty much the coming of Heroes of the Storm, part of the StarCraft-themed event, will be StarCraft II's ninth commander. I really do like commander mode, especially for StarCraft II. You get to experience different special abilities of each of them. You've got Raynor, you've got the Queen of Blades, you pretty much got everybody that you played with on the StarCraft II Liberty, Wings of Liberty, Heart of Swarm, and also Legacy of the Void. All like the side characters that you play with alongside. And pretty much there's a trailer that you guys can watch, shows us some of the abilities that he has at his disposal. This includes his typical dash move that you play on the single player mode, the one that rapidly summons air units, and another that bounces enemies up in the air. So that's his dash attacks, which is pretty cool. They showed a little bit of it on Legacy of the Void, but hopefully they do some more improvements. So, you know, show a little more graphics to it as well.
He looks like an interesting character.
He is. He is the Dark Templar. He is a Dark Templar that doesn't really abide by the normal Templar's way.
So, yeah.
So if you play the story, Wayne, it'll show you why he became a Dark Templar.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anywho, so yeah.
So no actual specific release date yet, though, so... Meanwhile,
going to one of our favorite games, Gears of War 4 PC minimum specs and new 4K graphics has been revealed. Not really graphics specs wise, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
So, Gamescom's underway in Germany. Microsoft today announced the minimum and recommended specs for Gears of War 4's PC version, along with 4K gameplay footage from it. So if you guys haven't seen it, type in Gamescom Gears of War 4 on YouTube, and it'll show the gameplay of it.
So this is what you need to do to play Gears of War 4.
Pretty much.
You need Windows 10, for one. You gotta have Windows 10.
Basic or professional.
Yep. You're gonna need 80 gigabytes of hard drive space. 80 gigabytes.
80, that's a lot. And I'm running, what, a two 500 gigs on mine alone. I mean,
On the low-end side, you'll need a GTX 750 Ti or an R7 260X.
But the ideal specs call for the GTX 970 Ti, a brand new GTX 1080, or R9 Fury X.
Right?
So,
well as a solid state drive.
I would recommend solid state drive to anybody.
Which is not going to be easy for those that need to install 80 gigabytes of data.
Yeah.
But the good news is that Seagate is actually in the progress of releasing a 60 terabyte solid state drive.
I was at Fry's a couple of weeks ago.
Not that anybody can afford it, but...
Right?
Yeah, so I mean, we also need 8 gigabytes of RAM on the minimum.
But recommended?
8 gigs as well, 16 gigs for ideal.
So yeah, there's a lot of stuff you guys can eat on.
I definitely...
I want to see the gameplay later on when I get home.
I could
podcast.
I could probably run it on this guy, but...
GPU are you running on this?
I've got a 270.
That's not bad.
R9 270.
It's gonna lag a lot.
The recommended is where I'm at right now. I mean, I can do that pretty good. I've got plenty of memory, plenty of hard drive space for it, you know, because I got 32 gigs of memory in this sucker.
Right, yeah.
So, we'll see.
Cool. So, more Xbox One / Windows PC. So, Xbox One's version of Early Access is coming to the PC, to the Windows 10 PC itself. One of the first games will be Space Shooter. What's the name? Oh, Everspace, with quote-unquote many more to follow, so... Cross-platforms? No. Well, not really cross-platforms, Wayne, just...
Yeah. It's like Steam Early Access.
Pretty much.
So, basically it lets you play games before they're finished. Basically beta games, you know, in beta. So it'll be interesting to see how this works out. No other titles obviously released as yet as what's going to participate. But,
right.
You know... They're going to add more games as more games get developed. So
that's typical too, as well.
And this will take place of what they've done in the past with a lot of games, where you just have, okay, we're going to put a beta out here. No, we're going to put it in this section with all these other games, so you can choose which ones you want to play.
Right.
So, just kind of improves upon things quite a bit. So.
So going from Xbox One, we are now having the PlayStation 4 update 4.00. So. Pretty much this is what we know so far. It pretty much shows off the 4.0. There's an image showing off the features of the 4.00 now have been released.
Yeah.
There's also galleries too as well. Not yet, Wayne.
Yeah.
Sony today provided more details on upcoming 4.0 for the PlayStation 4 and post blog. Sony's John Kohler outlined some of the new features and updates, which include a new UI refresh, more organized tools in the form of folders, updates to the quick menu screen, and more. So thank God, because PlayStation 4 menu is a total mess. I'm not bashing on it. I have it, and I also have an Xbox One. Let's see what he got here. That includes some changes to the main OS side of it, like the new system background and a revised quote-unquote what's new tab to smaller changes, updates like pop-up notifications and redesigned system icons. The PS4 4.00 also makes changes to the quick menu and makes it quote-unquote faster and easier to use. With the update applied, the menu will only cover a portion of the screen. Thank God, instead of covering the whole entire God-given thing. They've also added several new items to the quick menu. There you go through pretty much the info without having to back off to the home screen again.
Yeah, so quick access to party, favorite groups, communities, etc. You can also customize it as well, removing and adding items.
Pretty cool. And also shares functionality that is pretty much Twitter video uploads from PS4 can now be 140 seconds long. Wow, okay, cool.
Bad.
The previous limit was 10 seconds. Talk about an upgrade from there. It also adds much requested folders to the PS4 in an effort to help users organize their content. Thank you, God, it took you that long for you guys to notice it.
Yeah, so they're trying to help you declutter stuff a little bit.
Yep. They're adding functionality to create PS4's folder content, launcher, and library. This will help collect, you know, the gamer's favorite games and select apps in one of the places for a quick, easy access. So, big changes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Offline mode and so forth.
Yep. It also adds the ability to view your trophies offline.
Yep. Changes to the user profile. Got a lot of stuff in here. So.
That's pretty cool. So they actually are working this time. Good job, Sony.
And the beta for that's set to begin sometime around now. So emails are going out for that beta, the beta to get updated to that. And then they'll slowly roll it out to other users after that, after a period of testing it out.
Yep. I'm currently at the 3.50, so can't wait for the 4.0.
Yep.
And of course, one of my last favorite games that I said earlier in the podcast, Street Fighter V's future updates include stricter rage quitting penalties and versus CPU mode. So thank you for all the people that are taking my beating and that are taking their beating. I don't rage quit. I take my ass whooping like a man. And for all those people that rage quits, you're going to get a whole lot more punishment. Pretty much Street Fighter 4 or Street Fighter 5 has dealt with an influx of rage quitting, something that would pretty much go unpunished at the game's launch, which I hated. Capcom now has created multiple solutions for rage quitting since, and it's continued to strive for a better system with an upcoming August date. So, pretty cool. You can read it on their official blog too as well. The second update to the game's rage quitting system employs stricter rules for abandoning matches. Penalizing players will lose league points and get locked out of matchmaking for a period of time. Oh! We know of one infamous FGC player. His name is, I will not tell. Low tier god. He's one of them. Yeah, he's one of the major trolls out there. And the new guidelines will be put into effect. Scheduled maintenance on August 16th. Oh, which is today!
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I believe, yes, I did have it. Well, I didn't play it today, but hopefully I did have it too as well. Let's see. The season pass holders will get 3 to 10 colors from 3 to 10 for DLC characters default and battle costumes for free. While purchased premium costumes will now include colors 3 to 10. Color bundles will also be available for purchase for fight money or real currency. And you can also expect to earn twice as much fight money, with a special quote-unquote double FM event on September 2nd to the 4th. On top of that, the September update will include daily targets, which can be a typical, you know, you gotta complete it and get fight money. And also the long-awaited player versus CPU mode. So, let's see what I can do over there.
Definitely looking like a good update there.
And I'm still waiting for Union to come out.
Ooh.
So, alright, anywho, that's all with the news for us on this week. Let's see, guys. So, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. What day is that? Sorry. Don't know what day. I'm kind of brain dead at this time. I will be heading to on the 27th. Of next Saturday, the last Saturday of the month, I'll be at NerdCon 2016, located in Escondido, California. I'm actually going to pick up my badge late Friday night and to see where things are. I heard from my friend Brandon Jackson, aka Chief Geek Photography, that it's a very fun place. I think it's for the second or third year actually, you know, making this con. So they're having bigger, what do you call that? Kind of more of a bigger area to shoot, you know, to do photo shoots.
Bigger venue, yeah.
Yeah, the bigger, same venue, but they expanded. Bigger. They expanded from there.
Yeah.
They also have some major cosplayers, famous cosplayers that are coming through. I don't know if Linda or Jessica might make it, but we'll see. We're still a week away, and they're already mailing out the badges too as well.
Yep.
So,
I did get a chance to watch Jason Bourne over the weekend.
Yeah.
That was actually a really, really solid film.
Yeah.
Builds on the... It actually feels like the first few.
Good.
So, really good job.
Wait for it. And also, on the 24th of September, I will be at NerdBotCon 2016 in Ventura, California. Not Ventura, but Northeast... Oh, shoot.
Wherever it's at.
I know. I'll give you guys more heads on that. I've already got tickets. I'm going to be there on a Saturday. And again, with my friend Brandon, a.k.a. Chief Geek Photography, I will be there having some fun and see how things are. And also, the week after that, the last week of September, it is TwitchCon 2016.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm going to make it. Man, those ticket prices are stupid.
They are crazy.
Stupid.
But there's also WhoCon that weekend, too.
Yeah, so I might just might make it to WhoCon. You know?
We'll see what's going on yet.
Alright, so, shoot. Man. Speaking of which, we're jumping a little more, a few months over. October, end of October, 28th, 29th, and the 30th. Our favorite con. Kamikaze.
One of our favorite cons.
Reason being, it's not run by Comic-Con. It's not run by any other cons. It's run by the man himself. The man. Stan Lee.
Yeah.
So, a lot of photo ops yet again. It's going to be in downtown LA, the convention center. And, yeah.
Definitely looking forward to that.
Indeed.
Going to try to make it again.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
For now.
For now. Wayne, how about you?
Not a whole lot going on.
Alright, how about this? There's also news going on, too, speaking around that quote-unquote Black Widow might show up in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yep.
Well, looks like some certain billionaire from the MCU might make an appearance for Doctor Strange.
Yep.
Typical. Hey, you know who that is. Tony.
Little fly.
Shut up. I told you it's a little crazy. So yes, news been going around that Doctor Strange has done film, but yet, actually the beginning of August, but yet, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch made a tweet about a week ago saying, "Now we wrapped up filming for Doctor Strange."
Yeah.
Very weird, since the director tweeted it out the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing? A retake? Reshoot? Probably with good old Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
We'll never know.
Will be.
So, there's a lot of speculations going on that since now Tony's back the helm of the as the leader of the Avengers since...
For now.
Yeah, for... Well, technically he's been the leader.
Yeah.
So, for now. I mean, idiots. Anywho,
Well, there also was, a few months back, there was some cast news about Spider-Man Homecoming that indicated that there may be a possibility of more than one Spider-Man.
Miles Morales?
Uh-huh.
That's going to be hard because Miles Morales is in a different universe. For all the people who are starting stuff up, you guys got to think about it. You got Peter Parker. It's kind of hard for him to die since they just introduced him in the MCU.
Yeah, they'd have to do a totally different storyline on it.
Two, that's an alternate universe.
Yep.
Three... I want to see better Peter Parker. I'm sorry.
I can't wait until they start bringing Ben Reilly into the.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Anywho, let's see. What else? Well, speaking of which, Shocker.
Yep.
Vulture.
Mm-hmm.
And also a third villain that's not really a villain, but supplied them with their powers, with their quote-unquote powers.
Yeah.
They used to work for Stark Industries. So this will be lining up very nice and clear.
Yep. Definitely looking like it's going to be a good film.
Oh, yes.
Or potentially a good film.
It's...
should be good. It's Marvel.
You know, the funny thing is... Actually, no. Hey, Spider-Man 1 was awesome.
It was.
Spider-Man 2 was awesome. 3 sucked.
3 was a little stretch.
Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 was horrible.
I like the first one, actually.
You're an idiot.
I did like the first
You're
one.
You're an idiot. I probably made it on Webster.
Yeah.
But I don't like the part where it just grew out of him. One of the first Spider-Man movies, the original one.
Yeah. I grew up with the old Spider-Man comics, so I kind of find the balances in between a lot of them, so.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't noticed, I did post up a picture of, a close-up picture of Peter's web shooter while he's wearing his suit too as well. So it's been about a week or so. What?
I don't know what that was.
Wayne, your internet connection sucks.
No, I wish that came from you now. I don't know what that was. Because we're still at 29 minutes and counting, so...
Okay, cool. So.
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I know. Pretty weird, huh? So...
Anyways, I think we're just about out of here. Be sure to check the website, twogeeks.com.
Yep, I have finally the pictures up from Comic-Con 2016. Look it up on our Facebook page at Two Shots of Geek. Make sure to look at our main webpage for www.twoshotsofgeek.com just to, you know, keep up with. There's a couple of new reviews too, as well as up other than our typical podcast shenanigans here. Let's see what else. Instagram wise, Lonesome Mash, thank you for being an awesome dude for having me taking pictures of you, brother. So hopefully I'll see you soon again, as always.
Yep.
So yeah, again, anywho, until the next time. So hopefully you now will start normally again for the third time and final time, one time only, for us hitting the start record / button.
Maybe.
Yes. Again, anywho, we are twoshotsofgeek.com and we are here to bring you the future. 8 bits at a time. Let's get out of here. What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.